Mary from Ulster.
Hi. How come the seniors didn't get any kind of stimulus like the people from unemployment and child tax credits? The seniors got an increase of 5.9, while there's inflation is 6.2, and so we're still behind. I'm fortunate that I'm still working, but every time I go to the grocery store, the prices are up. So the seniors are still behind.
Yes, Mary, thank you so much for your question, and certainly appreciate your concerns regarding rising prices. It's a real challenge for the country right now, and certainly an issue that we have to get our arms wrapped around. I want to take your question in two ways. I do want to say on the question of receiving economic impact payments, seniors did receive these payments, and you know, if for some reason you did not receive one, then I would encourage you to reach out to our office, and we can figure out why that might have been the case. But it is my understanding that seniors did receive economic impact payments. That being said, and I think your point is well taken, more needs to be done, particularly when you factor in the rising costs of goods and services. We are being hit pretty hard in that regard, whether it's, you know, like I said in my remarks, at the gas pump, or whether it's at the grocery store, or whether it's prescription drugs, you name it. We're seeing a real hit in the pockets of a lot of folks. And that's why I've taken a number of steps, and that's why I talked about my 4x4 plan in terms of how we can do more to address these issues, and focusing on a host of areas, whether it's making sure that I called on the president to approve fuel sales from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, which the president ultimately did do, which I think was positive effect on the prices at the pump. We are starting to see some signs that crude oil and gas prices are stabilizing. You know, also just thinking about what we can do through the infrastructure bill that we signed into law. One of the challenges that we're facing is how we bring goods to the market faster. Well, one way that can help is if we have robust broadband, if we have roads that are not in disrepair, if we have ports that are able to take goods off carriers in a timely and efficient fashion, if we have a system that would make it so that when our foreign trading partners unload their carriers, they are required to some degree to take back our exports, as is not the case currently. So there are things that we can do specifically that I have done by way of supporting legislation to meet these needs. And I think also just figuring out how we can invest in American manufacturing. I think we've got to do more to create more investment in American-made goods, which means that we have to use American-made materials when we are investing in our infrastructure. And to that end, I've introduced legislation to make sure that we achieve that by making sure that when federal agencies seek waivers to not use buy or to avoid buy American laws on our books, they have to disclose that publicly on a website so we understand exactly why and what the rationale for that is. Lastly, I'll just note this because I think, you know, as a senior, you might have some concern in this regard. You know, I've put together a letter to make sure that we do all we can to lower Medicare premiums. Medicare announced in November that Medicare Part B premium rates for 2022 were going to increase by $21. This 14.5% increase is the largest Part B premium increase in the history of Medicare, and this is simply unacceptable. Unacceptable for seniors, particularly living on a fixed income. In December, I sent a letter to the Department of Health and Human Services urging them to take action to lower Medicare Part B premiums for seniors. And I'm glad to say that after our letter, Medicare is taking another look at these premium increases, and we will continue to stay on top of this issue moving forward. So thank you very much for the call, Mary, and certainly we'll keep doing all we can to bring down costs.